Welcome back to another episode. I'm your host, Diana, for Speaking Into the Void. To those who are new listeners, welcome. I appreciate the time you're taking out of your day to listen to my podcast. To my returning ones, thank you guys for the endless support. I know. It's been so long since my last episode, but hi, everyone. As you've last heard, I've been in my loophole. If you haven't heard the last episode I uploaded, go ahead and listen to it. So, my life's been hectic. I've gone through a few things, a lot of changes for sure. I'll soon probably speak more on that soon, but I just wanted to make a short episode to end / start the year. One of the many goals I have this upcoming year is to continue to upload episodes. Be more open and try not to overthink much. Just pick up the mic and record. I'll eventually gain the confidence and just video myself and upload episodes like that. My habit with my past episodes is that I like to overthink. It's a bad habit. So I write out my scripts of exactly what to say because like I just feel like it makes more sense like that. Because as I write down my script, I'm literally just writing my thoughts out. But I guess when I read off of them, it sounds like not natural. Like, if that makes any sense. Okay. Anyways, this episode, I wanted to cover how much confidence I've gained with myself. My self-love and care. I feel that certain people that were once in my life took part in that. They once had an influence and helped me realize that I can do anything. I could be better. For so long, going back to middle school, high school, I hid behind the mirror. If I'm being honest, I couldn't look at myself in the mirror without feeling insecure about myself. I hated going to the malls. I've always been, like my parents used to say, heavy boned. That I just couldn't stand when a certain size of clothing in the mall didn't fit. In middle school, I think for the most part, we had to wear a uniform. So finding what to wear wasn't an issue. It was your basic, your white collared shirt and like whatever navy pants or shorts or whatever. I think in high school, I don't even remember what my style was. I don't even think I had a style, to be honest. Half the time, I really didn't look at myself or cared how my hair looked or anything at all. For the most part, I felt invisible. That sounds funny, right? I wasn't the most popular girl in school or whatever. I was just Diana. Even time after high school, I still struggled with my self-confidence. I didn't know how to love myself, but I had a big heart to others, to love others. I honestly just wanted to be loved. In my past, so failed friendships, relationships, certain situations I went through as well didn't help myself or self-love for myself. I think I truly wasn't mindful, if I think about it. How can you love others but not love yourself, right? I don't know how I managed. I think loving on others was a distraction to even think to love myself. I've mentioned before on other episodes that I used to free write a lot. Before I end this episode, I'll most likely share a free write that I wrote some time ago. But the reason I bring it up is because the lack of self-love on myself that used to make me question my existence. I never came to the point of, you know, but I just would question what purpose did I serve on this earth. Still figuring that out, to be honest. I think I started to love on myself not too long ago. I started not to care what others thought of me or what I shared on social media. I started to post myself more on my personal page and just being myself on silly posts, stories. I sometimes forget, like, I have family members on there and I just be posting, like, some silly stuff and I'm just like, they probably looking at my stories like, who is she? Like, who is that? Who is this girl? You know? But anyways, I started to find that little voice inside of me reminding myself that I'm worthy. I am beautiful. I am strong. I am a strong woman. With me saying that, I think we all have haters. Even though I kept to myself the most part, but I think I had haters. But most of all, we are our biggest haters. You have no idea, for so long I hated on myself. For me not to be able to look at myself in the mirror, like, girl, come on. I feel like my lack of self-confidence runs deeper, and I understand possibly of what could have been a part of the reasoning of my behaviors, thinking process. But I'll take a deeper dive into those loopholes in other episodes yet to come. This episode, I kind of wanted to give myself credit for accomplishing a goal I didn't even know I had on my list. It kind of just happened. So I've gained self-love, self-confidence. I have goals to continue with my roller coaster of getting more, you know, toned, fit, you know, your gym journey of 2026. I've been on that journey since, like, for so long. But it's been quite of a roller coaster. But I just wanted to make an episode about myself, of my self-discovery, of self-love and self-confidence, and how proud I am for myself. To wrap up this episode, I'm going to share my vulnerable thoughts I wrote back in January 21st, 2021. Looking back, I didn't even think it was that long ago. Like, I was like, whoa, what? It was your 3 a.m. thoughts, you know? Those thoughts hit hard. Well, give me a second. Let me pull it up because, yes. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, here we go. We're trying to find it, you know? Give me a second. As I'm making this episode, like, I'm not even going to edit, to be honest. I'm trying to get this episode last minute out before 2026. I was going to say 2025, but anyways. Okay, here we go. I sometimes battle within all my negativity within myself. I always think, do I truly love myself? I try to convince myself that I'm on a journey to self-love, but reality, am I? Or do I truly hate myself, but I convince myself that I love myself? I show the world with a smile and positivity, but in closed doors, my mind fulfills with doubts and negativity. Sometimes I just feel that I'm not good enough, worthy enough for myself or anyone else. Sometimes I question, why was I brought to this world? I almost died in my mom's womb. Why didn't God just take me to heaven? Why did he put me on this earth? Each day I feel like I'm just wasting time. A waste of breath. Sometimes I wish I was dead. I sometimes question, why am I like this? Why am I fulfilled with pain so deep that no one truly understands how I feel? Why do I still feel alone at the end of the day? Why do I feel like I'm never good enough? Do I suffer from a depression? I just don't know of it. I try so hard to convince myself that I'm happy. But sometimes it's just so hard that my negativity gets the best out of me. My past sometimes continues to haunt me in different ways. The end. That's all I wrote. I never continued it. I think I probably fell asleep. I don't know. But anyways, wow, right? You hear me read this. My thoughts were all over the place. To crack a joke, when I told my dad I was going to start a podcast, he said that people were going to hear my thoughts, experiences I share, that people were going to think I'm crazy, that people were going to think that I belong in a Looney Tunes house. Yeah, he's such a character. He's so funny. But anyways, I'm sharing my free ride of me being super vulnerable within myself. I'm no longer in that mindset, which I'm proud of. Although I'm not perfect and I have my days, but you know what? Each day is an opportunity to be better, to be a better version of yourself. I hope those who are listening, if you struggle with your self-love journey, you're not alone. I was once in a dark place for a while. just believe in yourself. Most importantly, surround yourself with people who will bring the best in you. Be positive and remember you are strong and you got this. Happy New Year's, everyone. I'll catch you on the next episode.